Charities are warning they are entering a winter like no other as they experience record demand for food parcels in the wake of COVID-19. The Auckland City Mission is distributing 1,000 food parcels a week, a 175% increase on the same time last year. City Missioner Chris Farrelly says the demand is extraordinary and much of it comes from solo mothers who have recently lost jobs.
1,000 food parcels per week equate to 48,000 meals. These are food parcels for a family of four for 4 days. So we're entering a winter like no other, or in the middle of a winter like no other, where demand is still very, very high.
Meanwhile, the Red Cross is giving out $40,000 worth of food vouchers a day to foreigners stranded in New Zealand. The organisation is currently helping 4,000 backpackers, seasonal workers and tourists with food, warm clothing and financial help. The project lead for Red Cross's Visitors Care Manaaki Manuhiri program, Rachel O'Connor, says requests for help are rising as people are struggling to find work and flights home and are running out of savings.
At the start of the program, we were seeing probably about 100 applications on average a day, and we're now starting to see between 150 and 180 start to come through. So that's partly the increase in need in the community as people's situations change, and then I think it's partly people's awareness of the program as well.
Rachel O'Connor says government funding for the Red Cross to help stranded foreigners stops at the end of September, but more will be needed as demand is unlikely to reduce by then.